First of all, I just would like for you to maybe say your name, where you're from, and what you do.
I'm Dr. Norman Pinder. I am a retired public health physician in England, and for the last 35 years I've been associated with the International Grenfell Association, and for the past 12 years I've been chairman of the board. I have worked in northern Newfoundland several times. I visit the province every year and have made many travels up and down the coast of Labrador over those years.
Mr. Pinder, can you tell me or just give a brief history about the International Grenfell Association?
Sure. It started in January 1914, really to support the work of Sir Wilfrid Grenfell. Sir Wilfrid Grenfell was a very dynamic man, very determined, full of charisma and charm and vision. But what he was not good at was the detail. So whilst he launched a whole number of initiatives and projects, he wasn't very good at making sure that there was the money or the organization to keep them going. So in 1914, some of his supporting organizations in America decided that it would be good to form an organization which would help to support him in his work. And that was what was created. The International Grenfell Association began on January the 10th, 1914, when it was incorporated into the Companies of Newfoundland. And since then, until 1980, it's helped to provide that support for Sir Wilfrid. In other words, it was business management, and they helped to recruit staff. They made sure that the monies were there to be able to pay for the various ventures that he started or kept going. So that's how it started. And it was, if you like, the brainchild of two organizations, particularly the Grenfell Association of America and the New England Grenfell Association. Both of those in, well, one in New York and one in Boston. And that's where Sir Wilfrid Grenfell got a lot of his money in those early days. That's where he raised the funds and got the big donations to keep the work going. And so that's why those two locations were important in the history of the IGA.
It was this year the 100th anniversary of IGA. Can you tell me, was there any celebrations held for this event?
Yes, we had a big celebration at the Rooms in St. John's. The reason for that and the reason for choosing St. John's was because the Rooms, again to mark the centennial, arranged for a big exhibition which was opened on the day that we had board meetings of the International Grenfell Association and a centennial dinner in the evening. So this year we made sure that all the activities took place at the Rooms. We got a lot of support and help from the Rooms to make this event happen. So it was also an easier place for people to get to. So that's the reason why it was St. John's. But clearly we had people present who represented interests up and down the coast. People from the northern part, from Goose Bay, from the Northern Peninsula, and people who'd worked there before, people who'd worked in IGA, and then members from various supporting organizations. I've mentioned them, the Grenfell Association, the New England Grenfell Association, the Grenfell Association of Great Britain and Ireland also sent representatives. And we had others who came in from government departments and other agencies that we work closely with. So that's basically the shape of it. And it all took place on June the 14th.
Okay, Dr. Pinder, those are all that I had. Is there any last comments you'd like to make?
No, only to say that the most important change took place in 1980 when the International Grenfell Association stopped managing health services, which it had been doing up till then. At that point, it transferred everything over to government, and the IGA then carried on as a charitable foundation, which is what we do now. So our work today is not managing healthcare. It's about responding to people's needs, giving grants for education, for community development, for some health-related lifestyle activities and so on. And our most recent has been to support the music program, the IGA music program, which we've launched, and which I'm so pleased to see has been a success in Maine and brought music very much to the heart of the community and brought to life the work of the brass band and so on. So I'm delighted that that has been a success, and we will continue to support initiatives like that.
Okay, Mr. Pinder, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for giving me a call today.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you.
Yes, you too. Have a nice day.
Thank you too.
Bye-bye.